This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. The pending release of three American students arrested in Egypt during protests near Cairo's Tahrir Square is the best Thanksgiving gift, the mother of one of the young men said today. Joy Sweeney of Jefferson City said the consul general confirmed around 6 a.m. today that her 19-year-old son Derek Sweeney will be released. Derek Sweeney was arrested Monday, along with two fellow American students studying in Cairo. Sweeney discovered her son wouldn't be released from the police station until Sunday, as opposed to tomorrow, as they had been previously informed. Sweeney spoke with her son from his holding cell this afternoon and said he was in good spirits.
It's gone from, we were ecstatic, he's going to get out of there today, to, oh no, not again, not another problem, to, he's okay with it, we're okay with it, he's just happy to know that it's going to be over on Sunday.
Derek Sweeney also told his mother they were able to have a Thanksgiving dinner in their cell. Governor Jay Nixon says he remains committed to seeing levees along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers rebuilt. He told reporters during a press event at Callaway County Farm along the Missouri that farmlands damaged by both high water releases and levee demolition must be restored.
It's feeding the world. I mean, the export agreements that we signed, the necessity to feed the world comes from having that bottom land, like this bottom land, that while it has some years where there are risks, ultimately is the most productive farmland in the world.
Nixon also says that flood control needs to be the top priority for managing the Missouri River Basin, not recreation. Today, the Salvation Army served a free Thanksgiving meal at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken Restaurant. KBIA's Etchion John has more.
At 10 a.m., Lee's is filled with the sound of music, plates cluttering, and food being unwrapped. About 10 volunteers are busy preparing a Thanksgiving meal of turkey and desserts. Major K. Kendall Matthews is the Mid-Missouri Regional Coordinator for the Salvation Army. He says this is the 24th year they're hosting a Thanksgiving meal for low-income families.
People are having to decide these days whether to pay the light bill, pay the gas bill, or pay the grocery bill. And during Thanksgiving Day, we don't want people to consider the grocery bill. We want to feed them and know that that they're loved and appreciated and valued here in our community.
15-year-old Bretta Phillips is a sophomore at Rockbridge High School. She says she has been volunteering for this charity event for 3 years.
It's like a great thing to do because we're able to help the community and then we're still able to celebrate Thanksgiving because it doesn't take that much time. And by doing that, we're helping lots of people.
Bill Randolph has been coming since 1999. He says it's a great deal to get from people who are willing to give.
They have wonderful food, pies, turkey, ham, stuffing, dressing, all the fixings for a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Matthew says this year the Salvation Army is expected to serve 400 people in Columbia and 300 in Jefferson City. Yi Qianzhang, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.